Okay, I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, Monday, December 5th, 2016, at 9:04 a.m. I don't believe we have anybody signed up for public comment. Any commission remarks? Presentation of MAC Award.
Do you want me to read that, or do I read it?
I can.
Every one of you read that?
Yeah, I can. This is about the Taney County Septic Tank Pump Out Program. The County Commission, through the Department of Environmental Services, created the program that offers free septic tank pumping for residential properties located in Taney County. Taney County operates primarily on a tourism-based economy. The shining star of this economy are the county's lakes, creeks, streams, which add greatly to the area's natural beauty and draw millions of visitors annually to the area. With this, it is of the utmost importance that these waters and their quality be maintained and protected, along with the public drinking water supplies serving the citizens and visitors of the county. The Taney County Commission has funded construction of approximately $75 million worth of centralized sewer projects throughout the unincorporated areas of Taney County since 1994. These projects have eliminated hundreds of septic tank systems located within each project area and many private packaged wastewater treatment facilities. These facilities, many old and antiquated, were not operated or maintained properly and created a significant impact on the county's lakes, creeks, and streams. Once the county-funded public wastewater systems were placed into service, a significant improvement of the water quality within each area was realized. The County Commission continues to fund the construction of public wastewater systems throughout the county, but in doing so realizes there's still an estimated 7,000 of septic tank systems being used daily by county residents. These septic tank systems are located in areas that may not receive public sewer service for many years due to their location, cost of construction, and other issues. With the lake homes being popular in the county, many of these septic tank systems are located near the water's edge. Also, with the Taney County's topography being steep and hilly, all waste sheds in the county eventually drain into a lake, creek, or stream. With septic tanks being a leading contributor to groundwater pollution, the County Commission, through the county's Department of Environmental Services, in 2014 created the Septic Tank Pump Out Program, whereby the county will pay 100% of costs for owners of residential property to have their septic tank pumped of contents and serviced. The program has an educational component to it, whereby each participant is given written and or verbal instructions regarding how to properly maintain their septic system. This engagement of conversation also leads to the discussion of other environmental issues and services offered by the county that the citizens may not have known existed. In 1993, the county commission, seated at the time, placed a ballot issue before the voters of Taney County. This ballot issue asked the voters to approve a half-cent sales tax. If approved, would be spent on water quality and wastewater capital improvement projects. The ballot issue was approved by the voters of Taney County and currently generates approximately $7.5 million per year. Taney County may be the only county in the state that has a sales tax such as this, solely dedicated only to the water quality improvement efforts. The construction of centralized public wastewater projects is the main focus of the expenditures of these funds. However, the County Commission has approved a portion of the annual revenues received through the sales tax to be used as a funding source for the septic tank pump-out program. Each year since 2014, the County Commission has set a target goal of pumping out the septic tanks located on 500 residential properties annually. This has resulted in an approximate cost of $75,000. Since the inception of the program, 1,271 residential properties have benefited from the program. This has resulted in approximately 1.2 million gallons of wastewater being removed from properties and transported to a publicly owned treatment works for proper treatment and disposal in accordance with state and federal discharge permit limits. If not for the program, this wastewater would have been introduced into the groundwater resources through the septic tank lateral fill system. With Taney County's karst topography, once introduced into the groundwater environment, this partially treated wastewater can enter private wells and other water resources, creating a negative effect on their quality. Also, the program has been instrumental in discovering pre-existing issues with participant septic tanks that, if not discovered, would have led to system failure and possible environmental contamination. These discoveries saved the participants hundreds of dollars in repair costs that they would have incurred if these issues had been left unaddressed. Along with these benefits, as stated earlier, the program provides an excellent environment for participants to ask questions and be educated on how to properly care for and maintain their septic systems. Each participant is encouraged to ask questions during their approval process and for those who want it. Written information regarding the septic tank maintenance is made available to them. The pumping contractor selected through a bidding process has been instructed to take the time necessary with each participant to answer any questions they may have regarding their septic system while they are on property pumping the septic tank of contents. It is hoped that the information gathered by this program can be added to the county's GIS mapping system. During the application process, parcel ID numbers are collected from each participant. These parcel ID numbers denote an exact location of the property each septic tanks are located on. Currently, the number of septic tanks located in the county is an estimated guess. By working with the county GIS department, hard data with precise septic tank locations may be able to be added to the existing GIS system as an additional mapping layer. The septic tanks are located through the program thus far represent only a fraction of the overall septic tanks located in the county, but you have to begin somewhere.
I'm glad you read that instead of me.
And we did get recognized by the MAC, and we have a plaque here that I believe that we should have.
Yeah, I think if you
have John
go down front there and give the, and we'll present this to John to put in his office. This is quite an honor for Taney County. They're all the counties in the state, Missouri Association of Counties, awarded this to Taney County for their participation in clean water. There were other things. I think there were three, did you say, three awards given, but this is one that was given for this county throughout the state. The people that are to be congratulated on this are the citizens who voted in the sales tax. The commission gets the recognition on this, but it's really the people who voted in the sales tax to help clean up the water in Taney County is the main focus of this entire program. You want to go around there and present that to him?
Yep. Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Hey, thank you, guys. You guys appreciate all your support and everything.
Thank you.
I bet you.
Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 443080 through 443164 No warrants and no journal entries or transfers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous minutes for November 7th and 28th of 2016 and executive session minutes for November 28th, 2016.
Dan, did you look at those?
Yeah, I looked at those. A motion for approval of the previous minutes for November 7th and the 28th, 2016, and executive session minutes for November the 28th, 2016. There was one little correction that needed to be made on the regular session minutes of the 28th, but I'll approve those with correction.
So motions with corrections. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Roundabout discussion. Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
We have Travis Haar and other personnel from HDR that want to talk about the roundabout that's proposed in conjunction with the bridge. It's supposed to be under construction next year. And I'll let Travis fill you in on where we're at.
Well, I guess our big question is kind of where you guys are at with the agreement with MoDOT on the funding, if that's been done, if there's anything we need to do to push it along.
I think there's been a motion made and a vote on the participation with MoDOT on the roundabout. There were some questions about percentages of ours was our main question at the time that the vote was taken was the allowance of us to participate in the amount of fill that was put in, and we didn't receive any answer for that from MoDOT. I think that probably should be something that, because of our access to fill and for our share being reducing the total cost of the project, then we should get some benefit for that.
Yeah.
And when we discussed that, and you'll have to excuse me on the exact discussion because it's been 3 or 4 weeks since we talked about that, or maybe a little bit longer than that, when the bid come in, it was more money than what we had anticipated, and then the discussion that we followed concerned the amount of the fill, which would make up a lot of the difference.
Instead of like-kind contribution, they wanted an actual check, if I remember right.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. So I think where we left it at was, weren't they supposed to be, was somebody supposed to be getting with state, with MoDOT, and finding out if they would take like-kind contribution towards that amount? I'm trying to remember, or were we getting with Beth Schaller on that, or what was the...
I know she couldn't be here today. She had another engagement. Otherwise, she would have been here.
But yeah, we received the awarded the grant. We were awarded the 50-50 split on the. But I think with that,
we haven't actually seen the agreement.
You haven't seen the agreement. When we got the agreement, it had a specific dollar amount that they wanted to check for, as opposed to us being able to do like kind of contribution. And the whole time we talked about it, we had talked about doing a like-kind contribution with some money.
Yeah.
But they kind of took that contribution out of the equation. So that's why I don't think we ever voted on the